And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Rupert Barlow, wealthy man about town and financial backer of Larry's present Broadway play, is suddenly faced with a situation he would never have believed possible. Today he's standing on the pier watching the luxury liner from Bermuda dock. He's here because of a cable from Julia Dixon, his faithful housekeeper and secretary for more than 10 years. As the ship is made fast, he scans the faces of the passengers on deck, trying to pick out Julia. But so far, he's had no success, and this fact adds to his dismay. Keeping his place in the crowd of cheering, chattering people on the pier, he orders his man, Victor.
I can't see her anywhere, Victor. I've searched everyone's face. She just isn't on deck. And for all the trouble I've taken after driving all the way in from Long Island to meet her and this young whippersnapper she's had the nerve to bring back with her. See if you can get through the crowd and find her, Victor. Get on board if necessary. I'm absolutely jammed in here. Go on, hurry. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life in this confounded pier.
What's the matter, friend? Can't you find your girl?
What? What did you say?
I said take it easy. You'll find her. They always show up sooner or later.
I'm not interested in your philosophical observations, my good man. I'm here in this absurd crowd to meet a passenger.
What do you think I'm doing? Sightseeing?
I'm not interested in your problems.
Okay, I was just trying to be friendly. You want to be an old sourpuss? Go ahead. Hey, you think you've got troubles? What about me? I'm expecting my wife and her two sisters and her three kids all coming back to the apartment. You should see the place. Boy, will they have a surprise.
Confound it, I don't see them anywhere. Maybe they didn't take this boat after all. Maybe they changed their minds.
Well, don't let it get you down, friend. There's always another boat. Oh, there she is. Hey, Myra. Here, look over here. What? Hey, Myra.
Heaven's name, do you have to yell like that and shout?
I'm sorry. I got to get through. What? Right over here, Myra. Stay where you are. I'll get through.
Still no sign of Julia. This is a trick. If she got me here just to pay me back for leaving her in Bermuda...
And in Rosehaven, Long Island, Claudia Vincent, Mary Noble's unwelcome house guest, has just returned to the house after several hours at the beauty parlor in the village. Behind her is Larry. And as the front door closes, we hear...
Anybody home?
We're here, Larry, in the living room. I'm writing some notes.
Oh, my dear Mary, how lovely the flowers look. How fresh and good everything smells. Oh, and what a blessed relief after that horrible beauty parlor.
You better sit down and relax for a bit, Claudia.
Indeed I will, Larry. Oh, this is glorious. I don't believe I'll ever have the energy to move again.
Might as well stay where you're comfortable.
Lunch will be ready in less than half an hour. Good. I'm absolutely famished. I declare if I stay here much longer, I'll lose my figure entirely. Everything tastes so good.
Honey, I'm afraid I won't be able to stay for lunch.
Oh, Larry, why not?
I've got to get right into New York. It's matinee day, you know.
Oh, yes, darling, of course. That's why we're having an early lunch, but... surely you can stay and have something.
No, I'm afraid not, dear. I really ought to get in at once. As a matter of fact, I should have left some time ago. I have a couple of interviews scheduled. You know what that means.
Oh, my dear. You're making me feel like an absolute beast.
You, Claudia, why?
Well, I asked you to drive me to the village and then come after me.
Oh, nonsense.
And here I've made you late for your interview. Well, I'll just never forgive myself. Larry, you should have told me at once.
But you had nothing to do with it. I still have plenty of time. It's only that I ought to get started.
Oh, can't I get you just a little something, Larry, before you leave?
No, I'd rather not, honey. Honestly, I want to get started. I can always send out for something if I feel like it after I get to the theater.
Well, if you really must. I wish I'd known I could have had your lunch earlier.
Well, how could he have eaten earlier when he was driving me all about? Oh, I'm really ashamed.
You're far too sweet, Larry. I swear I don't see how you bear up under all the things you have to do. And that terrible drive back and forth from New York. If I were a famous star, let me tell you, I'd have everybody waiting on me day and night.
I'm sure you would, Claudia.
Well, I've got to go. I'll see you all later, if you're still up. I'll be pretty late, though.
I'll wait up for you, Larry. I know that Mary will be tired after a day of looking after things here, but, well, I'll take a long beauty nap this afternoon so that I'll be wide awake and fresh as a daisy when you get home. And then we can have a nice long talk.
Fine. So long, then. Got to get going now.
Goodbye, dear. Isn't he simply wonderful, Mary?
Yes, I think so.
How in the world did you ever get him?
Well, he just happened to fall in love with me, I guess.
Of course, my dear. Oh, I wasn't being catty. I only meant... Well, with half the women in the world simply mad about him, how did he ever bring himself to marry, to settle down?
Larry likes living at home. He likes to have his family about.
Now, isn't that sweet of him? And yet, there must be times when he gets restless. A man like Larry wouldn't be human if he didn't. And he's so very, very human.
Claudia, have you decided what you're going to do?
Do? About what, dear?
About Rupert Barlow in particular.
Oh, do you know that just being here these few short days, I've almost put Rupert Barlow out of my mind? Isn't that rather wonderful?
I suppose so. And yet, since you were so determined to settle the matter of your family fortune, I wondered.
I was reckless and foolish. I realize that now. When I thought about how Rupert Barlow had deliberately victimized Mother and me years ago and stolen every penny of the estate my father left for our security, I just saw red. I was determined to make him do something to repay me for all those years of poverty and hardship.
Yes, I know. What I meant was...
And so I went straight to his home in Oyster Bay, and I moved right in while he was away in Bermuda.
I'm rather surprised that the servants permitted you to do that.
I don't suppose they would, my dear. But you see, the cook remembered my mother and me so well. She's been with Rupert for years, and so, of course, she said it would be quite all right.
I see.
I simply waited till Rupert returned. Of course, he was furious, but right then I didn't care. I was going to face him down, make him give me back at least part of the money that he'd stolen.
Don't you realize that Rupert might have handled you far more severely, Claudia? I mean to say, he might have insisted that you leave. He might even have resorted to calling the police.
And have a royal scandal break into all the papers? Uh-uh. I dared him to do that, Mary. He wanted to. Oh, don't think he allowed me to remain because of any sense of chivalry. He just didn't dare call my bluff.
I'm not surprised when you threatened violence.
For what can a woman in my position do against a man like Rupert, with all the wealth and power he has behind him?
I don't know, Claudia. But I doubt if resorting to a gun is the answer.
Well, I didn't intend to shoot him, only to frighten him. I was desperate. If you hadn't pulled me off my balance, the shots would have been far more off their mark. I had no idea you were standing just outside the door.
I only came to see why you two hadn't returned to the other room.
And ever since, you've been trying to convince your husband that I'm a dangerous character. Isn't that so, Mary?
No, that isn't true at all.
Do you believe I'd have shot Rupert? Do you?
I don't know. To me, loaded guns usually mean violence.
And if I had, do you think I could have gained anything by that? Could I have ever got him to do anything for me if I'd killed him?
I've told you, Claudia, I don't know what your motives were. I only know that I'm sorry we got involved in any of this.
So sorry, you can scarcely bear it till I pack up and leave.
I haven't said anything of the sort, Claudia.
But your eyes show it. Your whole bearing. You've succeeded in making everyone else in the house share your views. All except one, my dear Mary. All except Larry. He believes in me. He knows that I'm innocent of any wrongdoing. And he's given me a haven for a short time so that I can heal my bruised spirit and go forth to battle again.
That sounds very dramatic, Claudia. But you still haven't answered my question. What are your plans? If you don't intend to carry on your fight with Rupert Barlow, what then?
Has Rupert persuaded you to sound me out? Is that it?
Of course not. I believe I have some right to know.
Why? Because you've allowed me to stay here against your will? Because you know that your husband would be angry if you turned me out? Because you're infatuated with Rupert Barlow and wouldn't do anything to offend him? Do any of those things give you the right to know my immediate plans?
Mary is so angry, she returns to her letters, unable to control herself enough to speak. But she thinks...
If only Larry were here to see how Claudia really is. She reveals herself to me. But how different she is when Larry is present.
Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.